This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Mulan, or as we say in Australia, Mullen. My name is Wayne. We don't say it there.
Glad you clarified. My name is Paul. And straight into it then for this review of this live action adaptation of the 1998 beloved Disney animated film of the same name, based on the Chinese folklore, The Ballad of Mulan. It's directed by New Zealand director Nikki Caro, and the screenplay is by Rick Jaffa, Amanda Silva, Lauren Hynek, and Elizabeth Martin. Stars Yiffy?
Oh, Lu? Wait. Sorry. I've been looking forward all day to hear Paul do all these names. Wicked. Let's go. Let's
Donnie
go,
buddy. Yen. Suck my dick. Zai Ma. Ooh, Jason good. Scott Lee.
That was an easy one.
Gong Li and Jet Li. Yeah!
What was the first one again?
Shut up. It's 115 minutes long. The budget was $200 million.
Bitch, please.
Holy shit. Yeah.
That's right.
Would you like some help with that one?
No, shut up, bitch. Bitch, please.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
You're an asshole.
That's the sound. Contributing as it always does.
Ever.
Wayne, this was released through Disney Plus for the premium price of $30 in
Cash,
Australia.
Yes.
And I believe $30 US as well, because for once we made out like bandits in the exchange rate. It was released to cinemas around the world. Well, in some places, including China, where it hasn't done well off the first day or so's estimates based on when we're recording.
Because of all the COVID?
There's that, but they also think they just missed the mark in terms of culturally hitting what Chinese people would go for with this story, which is fascinating. But anyway, point is, this is looking to be an abject failure.
Is that so?
Estimation is that it's taken about $33 million from its Disney Plus $30 fee.
Which is a drop in the ocean. Sort of.
Yeah, it's $200 million. Obviously, the marketing wasn't that huge. They had released trailers. It was coming out much earlier in the year, but they wouldn't have spent anywhere near as much on the advertising of this that they would have done.
Mm.
However, I still would imagine, not that I've seen Deadline reporting on this, that would need to take somewhere around $300 to $350 to be a profit. So
China already pirated it and busted it on the street. Okay.
Not just China. I'm sure everywhere.
Everywhere else.
Let's be
clear.
But all right, what is Mulan about?
Okay, so the film opens in a small village where young girl Hua Mulan causes trouble by doing acrobatics and chasing chickens and kind of flying through the air and shit because she is gifted with chi and the warrior spirit, which allows her to do cool shit like jump real high and bust caps and asses. Mulan's father tells her that he's indulged her and that she must hide her chi warrior spirit because in old-fashioned, you know, feudal China, a girl who is openly good at fighting in action is frowned upon because ancient civilizations are stupid. Years later, like these like imperial army scouts ride into the village. They demand one male conscript from each family to fight this team of invaders. And without any sons, you know, the father, he volunteers, but Mulan decides to save him by taking her father's armor and sword and pretending to be a man.
Because he's badly injured.
He's badly injured, yes. And he's an old fellow as well. And then under the Donnie Yen commander, Mulan, disguised as a dude, and the rest of her regiment trained to save the emperor, who happens to be Jet Li, his kingdom from the invaders. That's the movie.
My first note is I didn't recognize it was Jet Li until he came back.
Neither did
the
I. Neither did I. It's only when I saw like the... Yeah, exactly. He did not look like him.
I don't know if we need to do spoilers this one because basically it follows the same beats minus some things and additional couple of things that the animated film did from 22 years ago.
I think so. Let's just go for it.
So
everyone, spoilers.
Spoilers throughout this particular review. I would be surprised if you're here in one of the non-spoiler editions. Should I watch it? Well, I'll give you this straight up front. I don't think this is worth paying $30 for to watch at home.
Bocce balls, really?
No.
Wow. Okay. First of all, I didn't see the first one. Did you see the first one?
Yeah. I didn't actually watch it that long ago. Probably last year, I would say.
Did that have songs in it?
It did.
And this does
and
not.
And it had Eddie Murphy as a little dragon that follows around named Mushu.
Which obviously did not appear in this film.
No, the closest they get to it is the Phoenix, which, you know, guides her through her quest.
Okay, good. Interesting.
So this is my big problem with the film, right straight jumping into it. This film doesn't really know what it's for or who it's for. Right?
Is it not for...
Now, I was wildly critical of The Lion King for just basically being a straightforward adaptation, adds nothing except looks pretty.
Yeah.
Right? Beauty and the Beast I never saw because I didn't really love that movie. I was too old for it by the time it
I didn't
came
see
out.
Either.
So can't give that comparison. Aladdin was eh. I liked Aladdin more than Lion King because at least it did some things differently. So I'll give credit to Mulan for at least changing some things. But...
Taking out the songs. That's what you want, mate.
Took out the songs.
That's great.
Fantastic. From an adult perspective.
Yep.
Taking out the talking dragon as a comedic relief. That's also pretty good.
This, really? So was it not working?
From an adult
perspective. Okay, sure.
And the animated film works fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then what are you left with? You're left with this PG-13 film, which really almost could be PG. Yes, there's war in it and battles in it, but There's barely any blood whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's no, that's my point. It's a Disney film with no death and nobody.
Oh, there's death.
Well, not of anyone, not of anyone who's good. Right? Anyone
who's
good.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, maybe some of the no-name soldiers as part of her regiment die, but they get blown up by bits and pieces. You never see them. You see them fall over. That's the extent of it.
They get shot by arrows too.
Yeah, but again, you see them knocked off a horse and that's the extent of it.
Yeah.
So, but that's not engaging for kids. You haven't got songs and you haven't got, you know, cartoon dragons talking shit.
Well, now.
So what is this film trying to be?
Okay, so here's what I thought, right? If you look at that, now. Okay, yes, from an adult perspective, it is better the way, you know, it is now, where it's like presented like that. However, I think to myself, if I was like a, I don't know, what are you, 10? Is it a 7-year-old? Whatever.
My daughter's right? 7.
7. Okay, so let's say, 7's weak. Yeah. All right. This one's actually not really a kid's film. It's actually like a lot of people, even though people don't die on screen, it's actually quite a lot of death. Was it a cartoon like that?
No, the cartoon skirts around it more effectively because in a G-rated film, you can't show violence.
That's right. So is this PG?
I think it's PG-13.
PG-13. Okay. I actually appreciate it for making it a clean, this is a warrior's tale. Like, instead of making it any kid's shit. Like the Phoenix thing, I don't know what the dragon added to the thing, but you obviously couldn't do it here. I think they actually made the decision, yes, let's make it slightly more adult, but you're saying they didn't make it adult enough.
Well, I'm saying it tries to straddle both worlds and it fails at both. Or not fails, it's just tepid at both.
Yeah, I would probably agree that it's just missing a little something. Like it just falls short. It is good for what it is. I think the cinematography is beautiful.
Yeah, that's the strongest part of the film.
Definitely
it looks,
great.
Looks very pretty in place.
Fantastic cast. You know,
you say fantastic. They're all fine. I don't find
it's a
this
who's
lead.
Who of Chinese cinema. So for me, yeah, I'm impressed. Yeah, I'm saying, oh, it's Bruce Lee. Oh, it's fucking, you know, Ip Man. It's fucking, you know, it's
Donnie Yen's great.
Donnie Yen is cool. And he's still busting ass.
Yes,
I noticed Jet Li did not bust hardly any ass.
Yeah, exactly. Gets one scene where he busts ass really. Donnie Yen.
Are we living in a world where Jet Li can no longer bust ass?
I think we might be. The reason I didn't recognize him is he looks so fucking old.
Well, they put him behind that fucking Mo and all that shit.
But so, I'm like, but last time I saw this guy, and I'm sure he's been in many films since, was Lethal Weapon 4.
No, that was like 100 years ago.
Kicking everyone's ass.
No, he was ripping Riggs's gun in half, motherfucker.
Exactly. So I'm like, saying, like, if he is capable, okay, sure, he's not going to be 100% of that, but if he's 80% of that or 75% of that, why didn't we see it?
Yeah, because they just tied him up and then he caught the arrow.
Yep.
So
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All he did.
I know, man. And yeah, okay. See, well,
and also, now we're on that subject, the fight scenes are edited to shit.
No.
They are edited so, like, if this lead actress, and I believe she is a martial artist, I didn't get to see that on screen. I got to see edit. I'm like, oh, can we just?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can we just please see a little bit of her? Because I think she has the grace and the
so
and
do
the
I.
Poise.
So do I.
But I mean, barely got to glimpse it.
Well, you know what I think put me off when at the very beginning where like I will say this by the way that even though it's well filmed and the cinematography is beautiful, it doesn't feel vast to me. This movie,
okay.
Like the little towns they're in, are sort of these little sort of circular.
Yeah, one set.
Yeah, one set, pretty much. It's right. It is one
literally
set.
Surely her hometown is one fucking set.
Exactly.
Of this ring.
I mean, they go to the Imperial City, and that's got
that's a little bigger.
Whatever. Yeah, but like what I found was when she was falling from the roof at the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. As a child, everyone's like, "Oh my god!" And then she sort of like recovers from the fall and it looks really shit. And I was like, oh, what was that? She floated down to the floor. I didn't realize it was that Usha, like, Usha. It's spelled like Wuxia.
Yeah.
W-X-I-A.
But how do you sound it? Chinese?
Usha. Okay. Right?
Yep. Thank you.
Someone else out there could probably correct me. But once I realized it was a wire work thing, now it was okay. But when the girl fell, I thought, oh, that looked like shit. Because I didn't know it was supposed to be
wire
work.
Yeah, which comes into it later. Like, the bad guys, the Ruan, run up walls.
Now that I liked.
The camera work where it suddenly just cancels like, its side and runs up the wall with them. That was cool.
Because at that stage, you didn't know what the deal was quite. And then, they're flying through the air, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So this is to put it into the film that broke this kind of mold in Hollywood, or at least around the world. It's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon-esque, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't lean hard enough into it, I don't think.
No.
There are moments. Okay, so the witch is a whole new element to this film.
I read that.
Right, so she doesn't exist, and I liked the rationale for the witch. Like her motivation is, I'm a woman who's very, very powerful, and in this age, I'm not allowed to be.
So she's basically looking for a community that accepts
her
and will help this dude destroy China or whatever.
Yeah, because fuck China, because they effectively
want
me just to be a devoted wife and nothing more.
Exactly, fuck them.
You know, so I get that. And I didn't mind that element of it, but what I didn't really like the way she turned on a dime.
There. Now, here we talk about this, okay? This is a bit fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Because what we have here is the antagonist, I guess, is the one causing all the pain to
China. The most powerful character in the film, by a long way.
Yes, the girl, exactly, the witch, or whatever, right? So that happens. She's caused untold fucking like death and carnage, and she kills motherfuckers herself. Then it's like, oh, Mulan, you're a chick too. What are you doing? And then she realizes there's this plight that they share, which is we're both women in a man's world.
Yep.
And we should. But then, like you say, she kind of turns and.
It's not earned.
Well, she doesn't like Jason Scott Lee because he's a cunt.
Yep.
But for her to turn into an eagle and then take the arrow for Mulan. When really, she probably could have dodged it. I don't know. Jin's got a good shot because he's got chi as well. Okay.
Yep.
But
that chi thing's all new as well in this. They didn't play with that in the original cartoon. She's a bumbling, not idiot, but she's as dumb at war as everyone else. And she sort of develops the skills faster. That's as close as they get.
That might be better, actually. I think that's better.
I mean, I didn't mind that this is kind of a superhero origin story. But like I said, for me, the big problem here is the tonal inconsistencies. Like, you want to be his action drama, but you also want to be a family film. It's very hard to be both.
Well,
very, very difficult.
I would agree. And also, like, just back on that, like, when you know, like, the eagle / witch takes the arrow for it, and then he falls in her arm, and they have this moment where she's like, go and fly, be free, or whatever. She's saying to Mulan, go be the woman that you need to be. Yeah, but she's a fucking murdering bitch.
Well, like, earlier on in the film, she says the same, that you need to be true, because loyal, brave, true.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mulan has that moment, well, I'm not being true. I'm lying about being a guy to be in this army, and tries to tell Donnie Yen's commander at one point. And,
yes. Do you?
And it's only when she almost dies, when this amazing shuriken ninja star thing just goes through her armor, but it's actually the bindings around her breasts that save her. I think that's what it
was. Is that what happened? I thought she just shrugged. She walked it off, man. I thought it was like, what happened?
Well,
there?
I assume that was because, you know, she wound all the extra cloth or
whatever. That's really good. She binds her breasts. Yeah, but like, okay, well, that's better then, because I thought it was just like it killed a spirit, but then she lived on. I'm like, what happened? Who did anything? Did Pierce what? You know, so that's bad.
That was like 15 seconds of Wayne. You just said, I didn't know what was going on.
No, I mean, went with it, but I'm like, you guys need to help me out with that. And then you told me it was the breast binding. That I'll take it. All right. So that's kind of whatever, but
I, you know what I wanted? I wanted more.
Yeah.
I didn't want blood and guts. That's never going to happen.
No.
Right. And I understand we set up these minor characters in the squad of soldiers, including the pseudo almost kind of love interest dude, which isn't really enacted upon, whatever else.
I don't know what that was. Was it an element like that in the movie? In the other movie?
I don't think so from memory, but that's a G-rated fucking... But whereas here, it probably would have felt, I don't know, maybe more appropriate, or they just sort of flirt around the edges but couldn't commit. I think that's this film. They flirt around the edges of being a family film, they couldn't commit. They flirt around the edges of being a proper action drama, maybe even a war film, they couldn't commit.
Mm.
And so it just feels like it's in this nebulous wasteland in the middle of all of them. It's not terrible. The elements there are fine.
Yeah.
It's not like... I think Lion King's a far worse film because Lion King, other than looking gorgeous, tried nothing.
It just re-delivered
the same fucking film.
It's a
soulless...
Cash grab. Exactly.
And
but
I fucking hate
if you're
that.
In charge of that, it's like, make sure this is the same. And you're like, okay, but they did it quite well. I'm like, all right.
Whereas this one, at least they went, well, we're in 2020 and we need to tell a better story, and that's why they added the witch element.
Yeah.
And okay, they added the chi element. That's questionable. But all right, fine. Overall, I just went out... I literally was like, eh. My daughter, we watched it over two nights. We watched the first half. She went to bed next night. We watched the next half. My daughter.
Unimpressed?
To start the second half film was like, eh, I'm going to go over here and play. Like, we have a sort of what do you call it? Open area, living area, mm-hmm. dining room, living.
Yeah.
She went off into the other part.
So she. Okay.
But then when the battle started, she came back and she watched the rest of the film.
Oh, okay.
But she kind of went like, eh. Even she was like, it was good, which is not a warm endorsement for a 7-year-old.
The coolest part for me was the whole launching spears and arrows in the air, and then she jumps in the air, spinning kick, kicks the arrow, and then it kills someone. Now, I'm like, that's pretty cool. Now, it looked good. I think that it's, like you said, it looks pretty good overall, all right? Yes, they've restrained by the PG thing, like you said. I agree with that it's not one way or the other. It's like maybe not charming enough to be PG without the violence, but then it's slightly too violent to be just a PG film for a kid.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I definitely felt for the character. I can tell you that. Yeah. I was like, I wanted her to win, and I was suitably unsettled by the bad guy for a PG film. I would say. No?
Really?
Jason Scott Lee? He looked very menacing and asshole-ish.
I could give two shits.
Well, you know, he was going to shoot an arrow at the guy. I don't know. I thought it was cool that Jet Li was about to bust cap on his ass himself, though. That's very... A noble king. Yeah, I know. That was the problem. That's why. Yeah. I mean, look, can the filmmakers get some credit for not whitewashing the cast?
Oh, absolutely.
Or is that just not a thing? That, you
no,
know,
well,
yeah.
Given that they deliberately constructed this film to play the Chinese market.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe not then.
So there's no way you can stick
it. Yeah. Starring Brad Pitt. Yeah, I know.
No, but look, thank God we're past that day and age. Nevertheless, yeah, apparently China are not warming to it. So is not warming to it?
See, I would have thought that this film let's say if it wasn't COVID in cinemas, I think it would have killed in America at least. I think it would have been like a whole bunch of people lined up.
I would love to have known. I guess we'll never know. You know, there's another reality in string theory. There's other realities where COVID never happened, where this got made and released, and I guess we'd see. Did it do? I remember saying when we reviewed Aladdin, this is not going to make big amounts of money. It was like the sixth best film of the year, made $900 million. What the fuck do I know? So maybe this would have killed.
Exactly. That's how it works, right? So I don't know. I mean, I think the two girls, right? So the witch and Mulan, that wasn't explored enough. I think...
It's weird that this film is... I think what you're tapping into here is weird this film is 115 minutes, not quite 2 hours, but it feels rushed in some capacity.
It does. I actually didn't know... here's one. I didn't think it was that long. So there you go. I didn't know how long
it
was.
Yeah. I feel like this film could have really benefited from an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah?
I know that seems ridiculous. And it's a family film. Again, it doesn't fit.
I don't know
what.
Yeah.
An extra 20 minutes to flesh out some of that element, some of the better training sequences. The montage was fucking terrible. I have no idea how this conscript group of fucking useless young dudes beat a whole bunch of these ninja fucking... What were they called?
Yeah, they were...
The Ruran warriors, who are basically presented as ninjas.
Yeah, they're ninjas.
How do these green recruits, all to a human, live, or to a man, without even getting a serious blow?
Perhaps because Donnie Yen was such a badass general.
But it's not explained well enough. He was saying like it's so fucking soft cock, this film. It's almost offensive. And I guess that's what I was left with. Like, I'll never watch this movie again.
I don't know. Neither would I.
You should not bother to pay $30 for this wherever you are. Hang around, because on December 4th, if you've got Disney Plus, it drops for free.
I would have probably never seen this anyway. So to be fair, I'm not.
It was
in
my
the
choice.
Market.
And again, we're pretty desperate at this end of 2020. Like, you should have heard us for 20 minutes earlier today, trying to discuss what we're going to review over the next couple of weeks. It was fucking ridiculous. And we have no problems with the countdown topics. We have every problem with what we're going to deliver in terms of a main review.
The other way around. So there you are. So, but yes, look, it's lacking some essential spark. I will say that.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your score, though.
All right. Well, my final thoughts on score. I think you've heard my thoughts repeated or throughout. This is not for anyone, this film. It straddles its middle line. It's not deserving of $200 million. I don't know where this money went.
Yeah.
This looked like a $100 million film to me.
No, it didn't look like $200 million.
To be brutally honest. And I think Disney have really dropped the ball here, especially if China aren't going to pick it up for reasons that are culturally appropriate to them. And I don't want to guess about. So for me,
who directed this? That New Zealand woman, yeah.
Yeah, Nikki Caro.
So
I'm going to give this a flat 50.
Ooh.
Yep.
All right. I'm actually a little warmer on it. I'm 56.
Okay. There you go. So the 3 stars from Wayne, 2.5 from me. Eh. That's what I've got to say to wrap up this particular review. Do you disagree? Did you watch Mulan? Did you love the shit of it? Did you fucking hate it? Let us know, and you can do so via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @thecountdownpc. Check out the Facebook list community, and you can leave your little reviews there as well. The link's in the show notes. And follow us on podbean.com, where we host the show. Thank you so much for joining us today for this. We hope we'll have some better stuff, but COVID continues to ravage the world. Fuck.
Fuck COVID.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yes.
Fingers crossed that we can get somewhere soon with this and life can return to something approaching normality. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And I didn't have to use it very much today because we're in complete lockstep agreement. I know it was surprising. That's the soundboard. We will catch you next time. Don't make me hit that button again.
See you, kids.